Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Cat's Path. I don't have a whole lot to say. I haven't really written anything down for this week. So we're just gonna try and wing it. But first off, I do want to say thank you. My last episode with my special guest, got well, how do People liked it. People listened to it, actually. It got a lot of traction. People were really interested in it. So that was pretty cool. Everyone commented and they're like, I want to be a guest. I want to be a guest. Listen to it first and then you can be a guest. But I think it worked out really, really well. That was kind of like my test run for this. Having ha or my test run for having a guest and seeing how that works. So I will probably do that more. I already have some people that I'm interested in getting in here and talking about all that stuff. So I'm super excited. I was really, really happy with how last week went. So thank you for the support on that. That was really cool. Like I said, I didn't really plan anything, so we'll just kind of do a recap, I guess. I had community service Sunday and Sunday, so last Sunday and the most recent Sunday. And it went fine, I guess. We do community service as part of the Police Explorers, and for this specific one, it's 2 times a year, and we always go like all out because the person who we're helping helps pays for explorers, so we always, show up and show out when we do that. So I'm not gonna say it was fun, but actually, I take that back. It really was fun. Not the first Sunday, but the second Sunday, the takedown. Oh my gosh. I was with Campbell and we were just going crazy, but it was super fun. And then Saturday I had work, which we'll get into me like working on Saturdays. But after Saturday, me and Jacob, my boyfriend, I should get him on here. I don't even know what we talk about, but I should get him. Anyways, we went to Windstar. Whoa. That was our first time at a casino, both of our first times. It was very interesting. I know you guys are all dying to know when I if I, made money, and I did. I made a $250 profit. So that was pretty cool. We were playing roulette. But it was a really interesting experience. So if you don't know this, gambling is illegal in Texas. And that's different than like scratch-offs or something that you do see here. But it is illegal. So going up there, pretty much as soon as you leave, in my experience, as soon as you leave the state of Texas, there's slot machines everywhere. I went on this trip with my dad when he was truck driving. I went on a week long trip with him. We went all the way up to Montana, and every single gas station we stopped at, which was a lot. Obviously a week trip, slot machines everywhere, just constantly, like just everywhere I turned. So that was kind of my only perception. So walking into Windstar, whoa. The first thing is that what's kind of funny is most places here that I'm familiar with, there's smoke sections. Like everywhere else is kind of like smoke free, so then you have like a smoke section. This place, there's smoke free sections, meaning everywhere else is smokable. You can smoke. So walking in there, holy crap. There was like, oh my, it was so much. just smoke everywhere, just cloud after cloud. People just had like cigarettes. They had their own like little cups that they were just bringing along with them so they could, drop their ashes in them and everything. I'm like, oh, all right, we're doing that. So that was culture shock. Of course, it's busy. So many people. It was loud and whatever, but it was super cool. Another thing I noticed was that obviously gambling is an addiction to some people, and it was really interesting to see people who like I was texting my mom when I was there. I was like, there's people like grown into some of these chairs, like they've just grown around these chairs. And because it was that's what I saw, like we would be walking from place to place, and it would be like just in the corner there'd be an old lady or an old man, and they were just like just repeatedly hitting the button, and it was just like robotic, and they were like hypnotized. I was like, that's so interesting. I saw one dude, I don't know if Jacob saw him, but this man, old man, literally had a magnifying glass, and he was like looking so he could see, like he was old, and he was just sitting there, and he was looking with his magnifying glass, looking at the numbers or whatever it was. I was like, oh, cool. So that was interesting to see. It was a really interesting like people watching experience. But it was super fun. We had a really good time, and then we came back, and then I had community service the next day. So that was cool. I know this sounds bad, but I can see how gambling becomes an addiction because like you're doing so well, so you're just like one more, one more, one more. And you're like, maybe it's this one, maybe it's this one. Like, I can totally see if you're not careful how detrimental it can be to you and how much you can lose in a very short amount of time. I thought that was crazy. I didn't even really understand that until I started playing, and I was like, hopefully this next one, hopefully this next one. And then finally I was like, I gotta stop. That's so interesting to me. Seeing like that form of addiction and actually like kind of partaking in it in a way, so I thought that was really interesting to see. Let's see what else. So yeah, I did that in community service. I'm working, I mean, every single day, and working on Saturdays. I mean, I'm sh if you work like retail, that's pretty normal, but I'm so used to working Monday through Friday that not having like my full weekend is kind of like just kind of like a little like eye twitch. I knew what I was signing up for, so I'm not complaining, but yeah, that's an interesting thing. I've worked at this job for about 4 weeks now, I think. Actually, this week and next week, I'm going to a sister complex to help out over there. And it's like, you guys want me to go and help? I don't even know what I'm doing, but you're gonna send me? Okay. So that's really interesting. I'm not really sure if I'm like looking forward to that or not, but that's what's happening. But it's going good, I think. Sorry. I think it's going good. There's so much that I have to learn and so much that's like constantly going through my head. And I'm like, I don't want to mess up, and I still am. It's really stressful, but I think it's going well. I can definitely see myself staying here and getting better and being at this job for a really long time because it is a really good company. These people are really, really good and like very willing to help and all of that. So I know it'll be a good environment for me. So I'm just hoping, and they like give me a chance, you know, so it's going good. School's almost over. I think I have 2 weeks left. And I'll do, it's called a mini-mester, during the summer. It's like 5 weeks. So I know I'll do one or two classes during the summer as well. So, 'cause low key, I'm kind of losing it. I talked about earlier, like, how much school is actually going good and I enjoy my classes and all that stuff. But it's getting towards the end and I'm like, how bad would it be if I skipped? How, I mean, can my grades suffer a skip? I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of getting like, I just need to finish up. I need a break, at least from that part, you know? So I've practiced driving a little bit. I have officially named my car. His name is Herbie, after Herbie the Love Bug. So practice driving. Still got a little bit of time before my test, so I'm just gonna keep practicing. I'm so much more comfortable now though. Like, I just being in some, like, I'm already so much more confident, even just being in the car. Not because it's my car or like whatever like that, but just because it's kind of what I've always wanted and what I knew I needed to be comfortable. So having that now, I'm like, all right, let's do this. Like, I'm so much more calm and confident, and it's going really good, honestly. So yeah. Still finishing up stuff for banquet and competition as far as Explorers is concerned. I'm almost finished with the slideshow. Still, like I mentioned 2 weeks ago, I asked people to do something and they just can't do it. So, when the whole slideshow is filled with pictures of me and everyone's like, oh, there's Cat. Oh, there's Cat again. That's Cat again. Yeah, that's because you guys don't send me what I need you to send me when I ask. So, very stressful things, like, and it's always this time of year, like towards the end of school, where yeah, things could just get insanely stressful to me, or for me. So I'm just trying to stay calm. Sorry. Dude, I feel like it's so routine now for me just to yawn in every single episode I do. So I'm just trying to make the best of it, find the calm where I can. And yeah, my friend, well, it was prom for my high school friends, and one of my friends didn't even go to prom. And I'm like, how do you not go to prom? She got her dress and everything, and she didn't even go. And it's really interesting to see other people's prom experiences compared to mine. And mine were never bad by any means. I actually really enjoyed my proms. But seeing like what other people do, I'm like, oh, well, that would have been fun. And that's the one thing I hate so far about being graduated into adulthood is that we don't have parties anymore. You don't have like homecoming or prom or any fun little dance. I don't know how that happens. How do I get access to that? Do I have to go to like weddings or something? Because I don't want to do that, but I just want to party. So I was thinking, maybe think about like my prom experiences. And they were never bad. I'm happy with like who I spent them with. I actually went to prom twice, one as like my senior year and once graduated with my friend who was a senior at the time. So I went to her prom and then I went to mine like the year prior. And they were both really cool. I had a really good time with both of them. So I'm not like being like, gosh, I wanted to do that with my prom, because my proms were fine. Yeah. That's kind of all I have. I was thinking about something else, but I guess that's kind of it for the moment. trying to think what else happened. Nothing really that I have. But things are going good. I mean, in all honesty, I am kind of stressed out right now. Just 'cause there's a lot going on, and I feel like with this job, it's so demanding that I'm not getting a whole lot of time. Like, I really want to go visit my dad and stuff, but working on Saturdays, I get off at 5, and getting up to his house would I'd get there probably around like 7, you know? So only spending a couple hours with him and going back the next day, kind of sucks. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that because I do want to go up there, and whatnot. And yeah, that's kind of all I had. I don't even know. How am I supposed to top episodes now after the guest episode? You know, I don't know. I think I'm really happy with that guest episode. So I'll try and. Oh, I know. I got a comment the other day. Well, on last week's episode titled Dream Guest on My Podcast. If the girls who get it, get it. Someone said, a little comment said, super entertaining episode. I like how constant it was and how relatable the questions were. Keep it up, yo. Thanks, man. Thanks. I too think it was a super entertaining episode. And I tried to make the questions relatable and like relevant to fit the theme of the show and try not to think of it so much as my brother because actually I learned a lot about my brother from that episode about like what he wants to do and stuff. So that was actually really cool. And I'm happy people commented. That was really nice and I enjoyed that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's not a whole lot going on. I mean, it's literally school, work, and explorers. I will be kind of thankful when I get a break from explorers when summer rolls around. I'm pretty sure though, if once we go to this competition, this is technically considered regionals. If we place, depending on how we place, we could go to state. So that means we would do competition during the summer as well. But I'm not even gonna try and think about that right now. I just cannot. So yeah, take it. Sorry. I'll get better at that. Not yawning. You know what's crazy? I'm looking over here on my bookshelf right now, and I've got some mangas on my bookshelf, and I see one. Haiku, however you say it. If you know, you know. And I was just thinking about it Tuesday, and I was like, I really want to start watching that again. Now, this is a whole nother discussion, whether you watch anime in dub or sub. For me, it depends on the anime. Some I watch dubbed, and I think it's great, like Attack on Titan, I watch in dub. But other things like Haikyuu, Jujutsu Kaisen, Sailor Moon, like those, I just watch and dub. And I was trying to find Haikyuu dubbed, and it used to be on Netflix. All the seasons used to be on Netflix, and it's gone. Season one was there, but it was in Japanese. So I was like, oh, okay, so let me go to Crunchyroll. Went to Crunchyroll, they only have Spanish in Japanese with English subtitles. I'm like, bruh. So then I'm like, if anyone knows where to find the English dub of Haikyuu, please let me know because I don't know where it is. I can't find it. I'm contemplating just going online and getting like CDs, you know, like discs, because I'm sure they'll have it in English because what the heck happened to it? I don't even know. It was like, I don't know what happened to it. So that was kind of a bummer. I'm kind of getting back in a little bit more into anime. So yeah, that's cool. And I'm also hoping like once things slow down, I can go take some more pictures and do that stuff again. And kind of, I've said this before, but I really do want to start getting back into a hobby, just for me and something I enjoy doing, which of course I have this and I do enjoy this, that you know I'm not talking about you. But yeah. So sorry that this wasn't planned and that's why this episode is turning out like it is. But I will try and have a guest on here soon because people seem to really enjoy that. And since, oh, let me go over here. Hold on. Hold on. We'll do another shout out this week. How does that sound? People also seem to like that. And I think the person I shouted out didn't even listen, so whatever. But this week we will shout out. Okay, ready? This week's shout out is Paige. I've been friends with her since, like, honestly, elementary school, I think. Like, I've been friends with her for a long time. We don't talk like consistently, but she's really cool. She's me and her were really close for a really long time, and she's pretty cool and she's pretty great. So that's who we're shouting out this week. If you do want me to shout out, oh man, if you do want a shout out first, you gotta give me permission to say your name, duh. And I'll add you to my list and then we'll see. So anyway, I guess last week's episode was Mr. Navarro. That's who my brother shouted out. So anyway, yeah. That's pretty much all I have this week. Thank you so much for listening and the support that I got over the last week. That was really great. Keep that up. And yeah, that's pretty much all I have. So I'll see y'all next week. Bye.